And you were number one in your company, not by a little margin, by a huge margin.
We lapped them.
You more than lapped them. You did wonderful. So, folks, I'm going to tell you, there's a reason that the lady does so much business. It's over here with the radio with me because congratulations.
Thank you. We also, yesterday, I was in Dallas for a training for our license. Every year you have to get trained. So I was in a training thing that I nearly wanted to bang my head against the desk for most of the 8 hours. But the mortgage, the MI Perk company there that bought our lunch came and talked to him, and he said, did you get your plaque? And I remember getting a plaque, but I'm not real big on that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so I kind of put it over to the side, and he said, do you know what it was? And I was like, no. And he said, you were in the top three in the country for mortgage insurance through our company as individual loan officers. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I said, I'll give it to my mom and she'll display because mom loves to display.
Well, mamas do that.
Mama displays. I'm not a big displayer. But anyway, so we have done very well. Thank the Lord.
Well, that's because you do a good
job. And all the realtors.
Yeah, that's because you do a good job.
Thank you.
But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. And your mom was so proud. So I had to share that on the radio. Good job.
Thank you.
But that's knowing your product, too.
Yes. And so this is the kind of stuff that, I mean, really makes a difference. I swear, first-time home buyers, there's so many different ways. And again, say you come in and that 6%, you just don't like the payment. Well, that's fine. Then let's look at how can you save up your down payment? What can you do to get that down payment? It's not as much as you think. And right now, as long as you pay decent enough for the house and it appraises out for enough, a lot of times we're seeing sellers pay part or all the closing cost. So, I mean, but the market's good. So, I mean, this is not my job. This would be your job, but I'll just go ahead and say this part of it is this is a good market. This is not a market that the house is for 100 and you say, okay, I'll pay 90 and I want them to pay my closing costs. It don't happen.
No.
Because if it's a good house, there's a lot of people looking at it. But it's just a good time to buy. It's a good time to sell. It's a good time all the way around in our market. It really is.
Well, and what you just said, folks, here's what people say, the seller's going to pay your closing cost. And sellers, if you would take 100 for the house and they pay 105 for the house,
right,
and ask you to pay $5,000 in closing cost, who paid the closing cost?
They're still going to net the same amount of money.
They
so.
Paid their own closing cost. They just added it
exactly.
to the loan.
And exactly.
Because that's how they have to add it to the loan.
Right. You know, right. But if you're trying to get that house for the cheapest price you can get it for, normally it's not going to include the closing cost.
Right.
So,
we're
out there thinking of new exciting programs.
I just thought of something. Maybe we shouldn't say that. Maybe we said the buyer is having to add the closing cost to the loan. So what they've done is increase the price of the home.
That's probably a good way to put it.
I just made that up. Doesn't it sound better?
I would just tag that as a very good way to say that.
It is.
Yes. Because people just sometimes don't understand that. Buyers and sellers alike sometimes don't understand.
I'm not paying their closing cost. Well, you're really not. They've just added it to the loan.
Exactly.
By increasing your sales price.
Yeah. That's exactly right. When I was in Dallas yesterday, I was talking to, we've got a new person in Georgetown, and she was saying that their appraisals, she said, do you have problems with your appraisals? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, repairs or something? She says, no, it's taken 3 to 4 weeks for me to get an appraisal. Yeah. We are so blessed in San Angelo that we're not seeing that. Is that if it's an in-town San Angelo property, that's not just like a huge monstrosity, it's not taking that long. I mean, we're still closing loans in 30 days with no problem. Bond loans, we do ask you to give us a little extra time because if there's any problems with them, then we need just a tad bit extra time. But, I mean, most loans are having no issues in getting closed on time. So
we're going to have a little bit, you'll see a little bit more because our prices are going up because supply and demand.
Yeah, as far as them coming in lower.
Yeah. Well, but just simply because when we're listing a property right now, if it's a good property, priced correctly, 2 days of the market and we have 3 offers, they're going over for what they're listed for. What's going to happen?
The appraisal's going to come in low.
Well, because they can't keep up.
Yeah.
And we got to take a quick break where your ad can be heard. Okay?
There you go. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, we've got the first-time homebuyers. Okay, we were talking about kitty condo loans a long time ago.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, we're still going to work on one. We still got to get ours together.
Yes. Yeah, kitty condo is still a good program. If you're coming, your kids are coming to ASU, let's say.
Yes.
Well, to San Angelo.
Got my ASU cap on today.
Very good. I was wondering what that was.
It's ASU. See the little ram?
Where's the A at?
It's the new logo.
Oh.
I thought you were like the big basketball queen.
I am, but I don't know the logo. Mine says Rams and Ram Bales on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
your husband is the one who made me play in this golf tournament because you know I'm a horrible golfer. You get a free cap if you
go
play
Rams,
in the golf tournament.
Go Rams.
Okay.
Okay, so, and Ram Bales, too. We cannot, yes. That's my thing is we have to do both. Okay, so, kitty condos. If your kids are moving here, I've had lots of people that want my kids coming and then I have another kid coming. So instead of getting them an apartment or something, why don't I buy them a house? That's an awesome idea. You can go FHA. Just be sure one of them has a credit score, okay, over 620. And then you can go on with them and do it as a 3.5%
interest rate. We're going to promise. Here's the deal. Here's what happens. We know this. This was our deal problem. Kids don't have credit.
So you either get them a credit card, okay, which is what y'all did. You get them a credit card and you have to wait 6 months.
But how do you do it right?
Okay. The easier way to do it, if no credit card companies are listening. Okay.
Yeah, no credit
cards. Shut your ears if you're a credit card company. Okay. Is that like mom and dad has good credit and they have credit cards. And so let's just say they call Visa and they say, hey, I need a card for my son. He's going to ASU. I need a card. And they say, okay, well, what's his name? And they give him a card. That's called an authorized user. Okay. After 30 days, well, you get it 10 days, you get it. You activate it, you go use it, and then you make a payment on it. Okay. Within about 30 days, top 60 days, that credit's coming over to our borrower. Then he has a credit score.
Wow.
Yeah. So now if you call the credit card company and say, hey, I'm doing this because I want to improve his credit, they're going to say, no, thank you. Okay. But if you want him to really have a card, which yes, you do, then he can go buy gas with it, you know, whatever.
But you'll need it to buy gas.
That's exactly right. And a lot of times parents, if you've got kids that are about to go to college, go ahead and put them on one of your credit cards because you're going to need to anyway. That will already give them a credit score. I think sometimes people don't think about helping their kids get their credit started. And now some do. Some will go help their kids buy a car, and they'll co-sign with them.
Yeah, that also sounds like a good idea.
Well, co-signing's not good unless you make the payments. If the parent makes the payment, so you know it's not. I cannot tell you how many people I've seen. That's a very good thing to bring up. Is I just got through with one that somebody co-signed for a relative. I'm not going to say who because then they'd know who they are. And if they're listening, that wouldn't be good. But they co-signed for a relative, and the relative didn't make their payment.
Yeah.
So somebody that had perfect credit looked like poop.
Yeah, I think co-signing. If you want to co-sign, you might as well just give them the money.
Yeah, or make the payments for them.
Yeah, don't
co-sign. You know, if you're going to co-sign to try to help their credit or something, then make the payments for them so you know it's being made.
There's a reason the bank won't give them the loan.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And if it's because they have zero credit, like your kid, there's things you can do to improve that. If it's because they have bad credit, hello, think about that just a little bit. So anyway, we'll get off of our little soapbox about co-signing. You've done that before.
Yes, you have.
So anyway, and then let's say your kid's going to Tech. We were just talking about Tech. Your kid's going to Tech. Well, same thing. Buy a house in Lubbock. You've done that twice now. So that's a good idea. Austin, you know, there's just a million ways you can. It doesn't matter which university you're going to in Texas. You can still do a kiddie condo with your kid.
I got to tell you a little trivia story.
Okay.
And because it was at one of our change rooms. You get a little trivia. You want to hear this. Seton Avenue. We went down there and we went to UT. And there was some condos called Apple Tree. And my dad came down there and he was looking. And I said, Dad, these condos. And he said, how much are they? I said, Dad, they're $60,000. Oh, my God, Scott. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Of course, that was back in what year?
That was in 82.
Okay.
Or 81.
What year were you born, Jeremy?